anything, Natalie?
I just had the name Marsha pop in my head. But that's
Anyone know Marsha?
No, I haven't heard that name.
That will be me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It was nice to listen. I've been depressed all my life.
So you were listening to Salumet earlier then?
Yes.
So why do you think you were depressed before?
All things went always wrong. When I wanted to do something, it was never done right.
You're a bit of a perfectionist, were you? Nobody could do it as well as you.
Maybe, but people kept on telling me it was wrong. They perhaps were the perfectionist.
Right.
Nothing was good enough.
Do you remember roughly when this was?
It was a long time ago. Does that mean anything?
It means a little bit, but I was wondering whether you were Marsha then, or...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Right. Yeah, so... Because we've had times in our history where women weren't treated very respectfully, but it's not quite so bad today in this modern world, but...
Did you work in a big house when you were a servant?
I did work in a big house,
yes.
And I didn't like it.
No, and I think people who worked in some of these big houses, they didn't have a good time at all, and they could never get anything. I don't think the people of the house liked the fact that you perhaps were perfect, and so they always were going to find fault in you. So I think that's what the problem was. There was nothing wrong with what you did. It was just...
They didn't understand certain things I was doing.
No.
It made more sense to do them this way than the way they wanted.
And that made you feel very depressed, did it?
Well, after a while, yes. You're trying to help and it's not seen like that. It's seen as deliberately doing things wrong.
So how did you feel when you passed the spirit? Did your depression go? Or is it still with you?
It is still a bit with me.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't have to be anymore.
It's not feeling understood.
So, yeah. Have they told you? Have you been given an advice and things on how to make that better?
Since you've been in spirit?
I have seen people. But I didn't agree with them.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe if you try and look at things in a different way, try and look at it the way that the other people are telling you, and see if you can understand that, and then maybe life will be a little bit easier for you. Because we all have ideas of what we think is right, but it's not always. So maybe that's maybe what you have to do to try and try and think, well, why are they thinking about doing it that way? Or why do they think that? And then maybe you'll understand a little more.
Perhaps. Mm. But the words I heard tonight were helpful.
Good, good, yes. Sally Mac, put it, he always puts it very well, these things. And the answers are all inside us, aren't they? So we can change the way we react to others. We are responsible for everything that goes on in our minds. So we can literally change our thinking. And
I suppose it's never too late.
No, I mean it sounds. Do you do meditation?
Doing what?
Meditation, because Sally mentioned it's
what
really
is
important.
It?
Yeah, it wouldn't be like that there, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe you don't. I hadn't really thought about whether it's done in the spirit realms, but down here we sit quietly and just
open our mind.
Yeah, and almost look at our thinking. And see how we're thinking, and monitor the way the thoughts and feelings, and see if we to make sure they are positive and happy thoughts. And
well, that's what I think I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Having a happier way.
Yeah.
And happier things. But it doesn't seem so.
But there's still a bit of would you say there's still some negative thoughts in there then?
I don't know. I just don't feel completely relaxed.
Can we ask what you do, Marcia, in spirit? How do you spend your time?
I walk a lot.
You like to walk?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I do not want to brush all the silver again.
Ah, yeah.
So I'm walking away from that.
Do you talk to other people?
I just walk.
Maybe you could find some people to talk to, and just to chat, not to tell them what to do or for them to tell you what to do, but just to chat. So if when you're walking you meet some people, stop and have a chat with them. I think that would help you, because it would help you to think about something else. Other than what, because I think you're still thinking a little bit of what you didn't like, which is a negative thought. Now you've got to think about the things that you'd like to do and think positively.
Yes, I like to look at the flowers.
Yes.
You can talk to the flowers.
Can I?
Yes. And they can make you feel better.
That sounds a bit silly.
And have you seen the waterfalls? Have you seen any waterfalls?
I haven't gone that way.
Well, you could walk through the waterfalls. It would make you feel much better.
And that's a bit scary.
Nothing's going to happen because you're completely in control out there, over there.
Yeah, but if I fall in the water.
Yeah, but you won't, because you haven't got a physical body. You can't fall in the water.
I'll give it a try.
Mm.
it a try. I'm sure it'll help.
Anyway, I've got to go now.
Okay,
next time. Well, thank you for all your kind words.
Come again sometime.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Marcia.
We're told it doesn't change automatically
straight away,
and that's a good example of it, isn't it? Your thinking remains the same.
And she says, oh, she seemed to agree with them.
They can still be stolen or whatever. You can still take that with you.
Well, that's the problem, wasn't it?
My chest was completely tight.
Just take some deep breaths.
Just full of sadness and
emotions. Seemed like a very lonely person.
Yes.